We've done three pretty cool shows lately, I think. The Halloween show, which was a blast.
That was awesome.
And then the Moogfest in the Eno room. I
Oh,
want to go
man.
back to that room, like right now.
Can you make ambient noises in the background, Claire?
Ambient noises?
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. That was pretty much what it was like.
And then we did the Songs to 11 show. Robin's missing out on all the fun, I'd say.
I was gonna say I should probably try to screw one up really badly.
Okay, here you go. This is it. This is the last regular show of the year, right?
Totally.
Sort of. That I cannot believe.
It's almost here, yeah.
It is like only November.
Before we get into all the end of the year stuff, yeah.
That's right. So what should we kick off? This is All Songs Considered, in case anyone didn't know that. I'm with Jacob Gans. Jacob's here because Robin is a proud dad. He'll be out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we'll say congratulations again to Robin.
Although I know we're going to see him for the end of the year stuff.
I'm sure he'll make his way in.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want to start with? What have you got?
How about I do this? This is really simple, basic, and wonderful. It's the Black Keys. Black Keys have a new record coming out the top of December. They're the pillars, you know. You just know they're going to put out a really solid rock. And this is straight-ahead rock and roll record produced by Danger Mouse.
They've had a few collaborations with him recently. It seems to be working out pretty nicely for them.
The record's called El Camino. The song's called Run Right Back.
She hits the ground, she's gonna want to explode. Never step aside, never run and hide. She holds it all up under that pretty head of hers. Oh, it comes screaming out in a little electric shower.
I think they call that a Motown fade, nice and slow.
There's a little bit more treble in the guitar.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I'm used to from them. I feel like every album that they put out, they tweak that sound just a little bit. They found something that they can really sort of, that a groove they can really sort of sit in.
Just two people. I think they do great for a duo.
Yeah. There's always something on one of their records that excites me.
Run Right Back is going to be the flip of a single that's coming out for Record Store Day. Record Store Day is the Black Friday, right?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Right. What do you have, Jacob?
Well, I mean, I don't have anything that can match the energy of that. I mean, the highest energy that I can get is a song by the New Jersey band Real Estate.
No, that's a sleepy record.
It's a little bit of a sleepy record, yeah. You can't talk about Real Estate without saying the word nostalgia, without talking about that. They have this very sort of shimmery, summery sound that definitely looks back to a little bit of an older era. I can't hear them without thinking of the Feelies, another great New Jersey band.
Oh.
You know, maybe I like this song because I'm in the middle of moving. Maybe I like this song because it's fall and that, you know, like I said, the weather has been really lovely and warm. Maybe I like it because I just got married. But like everything in my life, I feel like I could look at through like through a Super 8 filter. And this band, that kind of zone. The song is called It's Real. It's off the Real Estate album Days, which came out in October.
You know, that had a lot more energy than I remember that record having.
There's a bunch on that record that's pretty sleepy.
Okay, yeah, okay. So but, you're confirming me, but also...
But they can pick it up a little bit. They can pep up a little bit if they want
that's
to.
That's nice.
All right, so what's next?
One of the things that I heard in that sound a little bit was a little bit of the Birds, maybe just a little. There's something about that that sound that made me feel that way. And there's a Icelandic singer, Olaf Arnolds. Very, very beautiful. I love her music. She's done an all-English EP that's just come out of all cover songs. And it's a weirdest bunch of cover songs. She does, all right, it's one thing to do Dylan, right? But then she does Arthur Russell on the same record that there's Dylan. And then she does Neil Diamond on the same that there's Dylan. And then Caetano Veloso.
Wow.
And then...
Who has many great covers himself.
Right. So, and this is, this one is a dual cover. She does two songs in a row that I wouldn't have put together, but they work perfectly the way she's done it. One is a Gene Clark song, Gene Clark from the Birds, called With Tomorrow, and then Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
Wow.
So
I can't wait to hear it.
It's a lovely, lovely EP.
It was more like a dream than reality. I must have thought it was a dream while he was here with me. When he was near, I didn't think he would leave. When he was gone, it was too much to believe. So with tomorrow, I will borrow another moment of joy and sorrow, and another dream, and another with tomorrow. Someday won't be time just to look behind. No more reasons or descriptions for my place in mind. There was so much I was told it was not real. So many things I could not taste but I could feel. So with tomorrow I will borrow another moment joy and sorrow, and another dream, and another with tomorrow. A 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my heart, and you cool my desire.
I really like it when people take on American folk songs and they have an accent that's other than an American accent. There's something about new meaning that comes to the song, with or without intention. It's hard to know because they sing the way they sing, and she does it here.
I've got a song that's sort of a cover as well. Is it okay if I do a little bit of history here?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. This is a song that Ann Powers wrote about on our NPR Music's blog, The Record. This is I'm coming to all songs from The Record. That's my normal home at NPR Music. And Ann wrote about this song and its history. It's from the brand new record by Canadian rapper Drake. It's basically a cover of a remix of an interpretation of a standard. Got that? That's been endlessly covered itself. The song that has been covered is called I'll Take Care of You. It was written by Brooke Benton and first recorded by Bobby Blue Bland in 1959. Gil Scott-Heron did a version of it in 2010 on his album I'm New Here. And then this year, Jamie XX of the British indie darlings, The XX, remixed that whole album, and it was called We're New Here. And his version of that song is basically the bed of this Drake song. And the Gil Scott-Heron lyrics are sung by Rihanna, and then Drake raps over that whole thing. And the thing that I really, really like about this, in addition to the fact that you can listen to it and know its history, or you can listen to it and not care about its history at all, it's a very sort of like dark, melancholy song about trying to convince a woman who's been hurt by somebody else to trust you, but acknowledging that you've done things in the past that have hurt other people, which is kind of the best thing about Drake. He's able to mix that complexity as a lyricist in basically everything he does. He kind of slides between being a singer and a rapper from line to line. He never quite lands exactly on what you think he's going to be doing at any given time. And this song is the song on the new record that has me most excited. His version of it is just called Take Care, which is also the name of the album.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I could tell by the way you carry yourself. If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. I've asked about you and they told me things, but my mind didn't change and I still feel the same. What's a life with no fun? Please don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours. Like I will, my only wish is I die real. Cause that truth hurts and those lies heal. And you can't sleep thinking that he lies still. So you cry still, tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste. All pushing me away so I give a space. All dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I will care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy. And the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go slow. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to hide. Seen all my mistakes, so look me in my eyes. Cause if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. Cause you don't say you love me to your friends when they ask you. Even though we both know that you do, you do. One time, been in love one time. You and all your girls in the club one time. Also convinced that you're following your heart. Cause your mind don't control what it does sometimes. We all have our nights though. Don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours. We both know, we know. You hate being alone when you ain't the only one. You hate the fact that you bought the dream when they sold you one. And you love your friends, but somebody should have told you some to save you. Instead they say,
tell me, I don't care if you hurt. I don't care. Tell you, you don't care if you're true.
That's cool. What was the part that was the XX part? Because it sounds like that there's something about that, either the guitar line or something that was...
Yeah, that's a... I mean, Jamie XX is the producer for the
Gil Scott record, the last
For the Gil Scott record. And he also produces the sound on the XX record, right?
Right.
And yeah, that guitar is very much their sound, and it's beefed up a little bit for it to be a mainstream hip-hop record, right? Like, those drums wouldn't be at home on an XX record. But yeah, that guitar is straight out of... you know, British indie land.
And I'm wondering what the heck happened to them, you know.
I've heard they're in the studio, they're working on a new record.
That's great. Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but the Antlers, they have a new EP out, and it's sort of like outtakes, and then friends coming to their Brooklyn studio, people like the Neon Indian folks, and one of the things they do is a cover version of VCR.
So, oh, you know who else did a cover version of that song this year? Tracy Thorn on Merge.
Ah.
I feel like maybe the world in the absence of the XX in 2011 is moving to fill that void. Yeah, there's speaking of Rihanna, again, she has a new album coming out in a few weeks that samples the intro song from the XX record. Everybody misses them. They want them back.
Well, let's listen to the Antlers then. It's called, the EP's called Together. Let's play VCR.
Thank you.
The Antlers, it's a record called Together. It's an EP. It's filled with sort of versions of songs that they brought in other musicians, Nicole Atkins, Baron Heaven on their song Parentheses. So there's stuff from their Burst Apart record. There's stuff that Peter Silberman had done when he was the Antlers, you know, when it was just a solo project by him. Wonderful, super dreamy. It never gets out of a mood that is as beautiful and dreamy as that.
That's the thing you sort of love about an EP, right?
Yes.
That sometimes can get a little bit old on, well, on a record when a band just sits in a groove like that. Yeah. That was really nice.
I'm a big EP fan.
Yeah, me too. More EPs.
Yes. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Jacob Ganz on All Songs Considered. We're listening to new music as we come toward the end of the year. Is everybody getting their end of the year lists together?
Yeah, I mean, the next song that I've got maybe is a product of me starting to look for end of the year stuff. It's a record that came out a few weeks ago. It's by a band called Future Islands from Baltimore. They're a band that I really love. I've seen them a bunch of times. They're kind of a different band live than they are on
very
record.
Very dramatic singer.
Very, very. I mean, you could almost say melodramatic. Samuel Herring is the singer of this band, and I guess that's one of the things I like about them so much, is he has fully committed to this persona that he has. Whether it's live or on record, I think it's, how would you describe it? He's like a damaged torch singer somehow.
Brian Ferry times 10.
Yeah. He is, like, he's not holding back at all. Mm-hmm. But this band does so many things that I really, really love. I mean, they clearly are fans of New Order. Their arrangements aren't overstuffed. You can hear all the space between the instruments. And they're a band that's not afraid of a really slow burn. And this song, Where I Found You, from their new album, On the Water, is just a slow burn.
The slowest of burns.
Yes. Yeah, it builds very very quietly. Thank you.
I'm glad you brought that back. I had gotten that that album back in the summer, way before it came out. I listened to it and liked it, and like the overwhelming nature of the quantity that we get, I'd sort of forgotten about the record.
I think the fact that I have liked their record so much in the past did the same thing for me, sort of brought it back into my life. I knew I needed to give them another chance.
Future Islands, the record's called On the Water, right?
Yep.
Good record. I'm going to take us out on something that is a real surprise to me. I didn't expect anything new from Yonzi at all, right? I mean, he's just Sigaros stopped working. He did the solo record, a tour. I figured he's going to gestate for a couple of years. Cameron Crowe, the director, convinced him to write music for a new film he's doing. The film comes out right in time for the holidays. It's called We Bought a Zoo. And Cameron Crowe's been a longtime fan of Sigaros, used his music in Vanilla Sky back in 2001, and had Yonzi write new music, a couple of new songs, lots of atmospheric and beautiful material for the film, about 30 or 40 minutes worth of new stuff. And they collaborate on a song together, in fact, a song called Gathering Stories that's the one I'm going to play for us here. And Nico Muley, the fellow who did the string arrangements, the fabulous, fabulous string arrangements on the Yonzi's last record, did the string arrangements on this song. It isn't often that I want to go see a film, but when I hear music this good, it totally has me. I'm going to go. I see like 3 films a year. I'm not a big film buff, but
you're a little busy. You've got other stuff to do.
It's usually these concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The record comes out, the soundtrack comes out December 13th, a few weeks before the movie comes out. Let's go out on that. We got lots of Tiny Desk concerts we should just mention, because there's been so many good ones. The Lisa Hannigan one, oh my God, that was so good. Jens Lehmann just came and did one. Juanes came and did one.
Awesome.
The Colombian superstar. Hilary Hahn, the amazing violin player. Wilco.
Who are these bands?
Yeah, right.
Who are you talking about?
These are,
I've never heard of anybody.
That's right. So thanks, Jacob Gans.
My pleasure.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.